Okay, so we're continuing our Shu'urim on Otot Chaim. We are in Shah HaNikudim, Per Gimel. You have it, Per Zayin, Daf Zayin, Amud Aleph. And in Matuk Midvash, anybody using Matuk Midvash, it's on Kuf, Chaf, Dalet, Amud Aleph. So the Ariza says as well, V'hine, Kashen Yisbashtu El HaNikudim, Mechutz, Mibuchutz, so it's coming out from the eyes of Ak, all the Es HaNikudas. And where is it going to? Mekeneged Tav, it's coming all the way out. Right, it's going all the way out from their nine, all the way out, and all the way down. Now, there's two types of ore. Right? We spoke about an ore which is coming out. Also, there's an ore which is bifnim. Now, that ore is going to go bifnim. It's going to break through the palsa and go also down his haglav. That's what he's speaking about here, not the chutz. He's not going to go osh b'chutz or bifnim, brother. Nachmal. V'hine, kasher nispash tu. Nispash to Elo Nikuz Mebuchutz, well that's Bechutz, the Keneged Tibo Shel Adam Kama, Atzim Ragav Kinizel, Hayabokea Oiso O, which is Bifnim, Sheba Mechadesh Mepinimu, so there are parts of Kinizel, there was one that came out, and the one was inside, paralleling it, Omeir Lechut Ele Nikovim. Ele Nikudim. So you had, when it came out, you had the O, which is Bokea from the Guv, and then it was Meir el Nikudim, which is outside Ak. Benimza ki or Chadash Azim, who? Why is it called Chadash? Because it went all the way up to upside the Ak. There was a zivug over there, and then you got new bechinas. That's why it's called Chadash. Over tchila v'yored el parsa, went through the parsa. Lematz bechatzi atachta min etivu v'lematz v'achikah Chadash v'pikir. Just repeating itself. Chadash v'pikir v'defanus aguf v'yotz v'chutzu meir benikudim. So that is what happened. That we spoke
what
about.
What does it mean, Nekudim?
Again, there's all...
What is defined as Nekudim?
Nekudim are Esser...
The world is called the eyes.
Yeah. They're called tiny Nekudim. But they're also inside as well, right? The Esser Nekudim is outside, and then the all Panim, which is inside. And the all Panim, which is inside, is Bokeh from the Guf, and it's Meir on the Esser Nekudim coming from the outside. Yeah. Now the Leshem explains, I think I said last time, so Leshem explains what are these two different types of ore. So he explains the ones that are coming outside are the Molochim. We'll see in a minute, well later on actually, that these Esem Nekudos are the Molochim Shemesu in Parashat Vayishlach, as we spoke about last time. And these Molochim, there's two types of Molochim. Says the Leshem. The Leshem says the ones come out from the eye of the Malochim Ma'igulim, and the ones that came out from the Guf are the Malochim of Yosha. Okay, so there are actually two sets of Malochim. That's what the Indian of these two oilers are. And then he says, continue, said the Ariza, we're on Perikimel. Vize masha amalnu bitikunim, the shovu chad parsa benekese li ilosa ilois. The Kadosh Baruch Hu always spreads a parsa between the keser and the cause of all causes. Ki kol bechinat matzil lizuloso nikra ilos ilois. That any parsa which is above or any oilam is always considered to be the cause of the one which is below it, which was meaning that the one above always creates the one below. It's a chiddush because you think only the Eibushter would be able to create, but says that he said, no, it's not only the Eibushter, obviously the Eibushter gives koach to everything, but the parts of above always creates a parts of shelimata. And therefore, v'akesa zehu, kesa shelen nikudim kiniska. Because the difference between this parts and that parts is always one starts where the other one ends. So the kesa, the top of this parts of, will be where the parts of, where the parsa is just above the head, above the keser, and that already starts the new parts of. And then new parts of which, not the new parts, but the starts the parts of which is above. And the parts of which is above is called the cause of all causes, the ilos, ilois, which creates the parts of shetachta.
Which parts are we talking about here? The parts that we've been always talking about, that one?
We said as well that between all the worlds as well. We'll see, there's going to be a development of the world of Atzilus, it's called. and there's going to be a world of Bria, and another world of Yetzira, and a world of Asiya. Between every single world, every time you want creating something new, you always have to have a parser which divides one the other. And the goal of the parser is to be made the all. And where is this division that we call parser? Always just above the keser of the.
So what's the connection to what you were saying before? Before you were saying that the two Ohrim met outside. Yeah. This is this is what the Zohar says, that there's a passer in between. What's the shaykh?
Well, if you look before, we were also talking about a passer, right? He was bukeya through the passer, and then it went out and joined the other all. What's this passer we speak about? This is the famous passer which is mentioned in the Zohar, which separates the keser, which is the Ohrim Shetachtan, from the Olam Ha'elyon. That's the connection.
So you're talking about inactive or
in this is a general rule. It's a klal godol. In all the worlds, in all the patsufim, that's the way it works. Vine, Eilu ha'etze nekudes nispashtu mitibo adam kalmur atzim raglav. Now, as we've said this many, many times, he's repeating himself over and over again, that the oils came up in the Naim and they went all the way down past the oils, Achav, and all the way down to his Raglav. That's how far it split. But the Ikka is, where did it take formation? Where it became Beshem, Oil of Beshem, or Mitivo of Ak, outside of Ak, or Milimata? That's where all the worlds are going to come out from, that world of Atzilus, and Hushel, Brian, and Itziasir. Keseda Za. Now we haven't learned this baklan. Riza just still just to the deep end. All we're discussing here is a few different nekudos, 10 nekudos. We don't even know the names of them. Efshir Taker Kesey he mentions over here, and all of a sudden he throws down deep end tellings of a za and a hampi. What's going on here? So I was asked when I first learned this. I asked the Talmid Chacham and Kubal in Yerushalayim. I said, what's going on? There's no patsuf, no mention of the creation of the patsuf and bchalal here. Why is he throwing this in? So he told me the attack of the cloud was, and as we mentioned this in Agdom, is that everything was there already. The only shadow was that there mamash bepolo or bekoach. So look there, everything about it was there bekoach, the parts of them were there, the lumps, everything, all the formation was already there, but it wasn't begilu yet. So the Chizkis is hinted to us, that this formation, all these little nukudas, as we'll see, they develop into parts of them, they're going to be the exact same formation that's going to take place very soon. You'll see the development of into Za and Arich and so on and so forth, all the Halbosha that fits into that. So this is as a Remez Ba'alma, that the Giloy will be exactly the same. This is the Giloy from the Nekudos. So what do we see over there? I call upon him. Arich is always the most interior part of. Okay? And on top of Arich, from the throat of Arich, I'm just telling you in general this is the way it works, Migoren Adachazeh. What is it called? Adetibo, let's say. Migoran Adetibo is what we call the Patsuf of Abba V'ima. Of Arich. Umitibo Atzof Raglav is the Patsuf of Za. Okay? We're talking about.
Now Bashir and Bechutz.
Yeah, all the way around. Right? 360. So this is the interior part of it. This is called Arich, the Patsuf of Arich. SSC is inside of that. And then you have Abba, which is Kotze Korma, the Zohar says. It's very small. Doesn't malbish the whole thing, only malbish half, from the throat until the tibo, and then Zah comes along as malbish later on from the tibo until raglav.
Just Abba Imah.
Abba Imah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's what we're talking about here. The oilus of Nikudim are malbish what? Malbish akmi tibo olimata. As we'll see later on, as Zah is malbish arech. The same thing, mi tibo olimata. That's the dominum of here. Ella, what's the difference though? There is a difference though. Shisham malbish aza es arin nikol tzodav sivovosav. That's a 360 all the way around. Aval iker harosa inu rak beder aponim shel odem kadmon. Ella shemispashet es ktsas haora meilu anikudim min habichin min bevichin aso oseihem ben bevichin as akelim shelhem. ומלבישים זה עודו מקד בו בכל צטודו וכל מה שדבר אלא אל באויז מחות עם פה אבל איקה הרוסם היא דרך הפונים. So then it's different. So by the part sufim is shover, right? Except you will have a ponim in Ach, that's true. But here, what we have, the ikar or coming out from the eyes of Ak, and stayed more or less in the ponim, in the front side of Ak. But nevertheless, they did have an ahoga, which is spans all the way around Ak. Right, v'hine kesa, any questions? V'hine kesa mekoimahu minativo atzim aguf. Just repeating himself again. The kesa of this new world called the world of Nikudim, it comes into shame when it's only by the tibo of Ak onwards. V'chokma bina das hem betlat perkim rishonim the netza hod yisod the adam kadmon v'chesed gvura tiferet b'shlosha emsoim v'netza hod yisod b'shlosha batchaim ader niska v'za amarvish et ar champin kemo shemavua. Okay? You understand that? You understand the Al-Bosha?
It was in Pirkin Ashrayim.
Ah.
The feet.
Right. No, the way it is, we learned the Kaaba beforehand, he said this earlier on, that the parts of Shilimata is always Malbish, the Tani of the parts of She'elov.
What's the Tani again?
Sorry? A Tiferes is split into three parts. So you have the top part is Perek Elion, and Soy is Perek Emsoy, and the bottom part is Perek Tachton, or Batrayim. So the last part of Tiferes is where the Keser of Zah will be, or the world of Nikudim will be. And then, you know what? I'll just show you a picture. I drew a picture, so make it easier. Save me 20 minutes of speaking. This is the way it looks. This is Adam Kadmon, the big Adam Kadmon, is in the blue circles. That's Keser, Chokhma, Bina, Chesed, Gvura of Adam Kadmon. There's no Halbosha there. When you get to Tiferes, I should really split into three. So this is the Keser in red. You see the red? That is on the Perga Tachton, which is Shlish Tachton, Shal Tiferes. Just imagine it's a bit further down. And then on the right hand side you have the Netzach of Adam Kadmon, and that's going to be the Zah or world of Nikudim will be Malbish on top of that his right Kav, which is the Chachan Kav, Chochma, Chesed, and Netzach. On the flip side over here, this is the Bin this is the Hod of Adam Kadmon. Again, you're going to have the left hand side, which is called the Baga side of either world of Zah or the world of Nikudim, which is the Baga, Bina, Gvua, and Hod. And then finally on the Yesod of Abad Kamon you have also a Habosha, obviously, of Dati, Das, Tiferes, Yesod, which is the middle calf. Okay, is that clear?
If it's in the bottom of Tiferes, the lowest part of Tiferes.
Yeah.
So where's the three Chalokim? So where's Tiferes divided into three?
I should have drawn through lines, but divide this into three. First, the Perek Elion, and then you have a Perek Emsoy, and then you have a Perek Tachton.
Right.
So the Kes is on the Perek Tachton.
Why should that be? As far as I can, then. Should be the top is. The Kes should be the top.
Well, the Paltzif is over here, it's a smaller Paltzif, and it's being Maldish on the bigger Paltzif. This is Adam Kadmon. The word of Nekudim came out. And it's be Malbish Mitibo. Mitibo, this is the Tibo of Ak.
Yes.
So all the world of Atzilus, or Nekudim, or Za, will all be from Mitachat Atibo Limata.
So the top of the fair shouldn't be affected at all, shouldn't be any slavish.
That's right, there's no Habasha on the top part of Tiferes here.
Yeah.
It's only on the Shlisha Tachton.
Yes.
And, of course, again, the
doesn't touch the Ferris at all.
It does. The Shlish Tachton.
Shlish Tachton only.
That's right. And then there's Halbosha on the Nahi of Ak.
What is the lowest Shanilbash on the Ak? What are they? Which item is it?
World of Nikudim.
Why is that? Arich, Antin, Antin.
No, it's the world of Nikudim. What's the world of Nikudim?
Well, Nikudim. Since when Nikudim is a part of?
Call it the world. Olam HaNikudim. That's the parak we're learning here. obstruct all of the nikudim, because you have 10 nikudos coming up from the eyes of Ak.
And this item was formed with the two odors bashing into each other, the inside and the outside one.
The Loshen Batosha wasn't used.
No, I didn't mean that. I meant like the mess or something. I meant that they just that makes the Nikudim.
That makes the Kelim of the Kudim. The Kudim came out. There's two parts of the Kudim. Kelim of the Kudim. Kelim of the Sphere. Yeah. The Sphere is made of the Keli. Yeah. And the Or, which is inside.
So the Kelim came out of the Naim, and the Or came out of the Guf.
No.
The
Parasa. No. Both the Kelim came out of the Anayim and the Or came out of the Anayim.
Yeah.
First the Kelim came out, 10 Kelim.
Yeah.
Okay, they drifted down all the way down to the Ak's Tibor.
Yeah.
Okay. Then the Or came out.
Yeah.
And then went into its Kelim.
Yeah.
Now besides that, you had Or Penimi, which is in the Ak, was Bokeh the Gufa Ak.
Yeah.
Also to help form the Kelim of the Nikudim.
And all this formed into a world called Nikudim, made out of 10 spheres. And now we're explaining how all this world of 10 spheres is mislavish on the Ak. Seeing in which part of Ak is it mislavish.
And once you understand this Al-Basha, you apply to everything else in Kabbalah. Every time you find two parts moving together or two worlds together,
it's always the same.
The picture is always the same. There are four-way steers in the Arizal, but we're not going to get
so
into
what
that.
Does it mean that Keter,
but generally that is the rule. It's always Malbish, the Nahi of the parts of the alien. That's it.
So what does it mean that the Keter is that Tziyu Maguf?
Tziyu Maguf is the
you said that the Keter is only in the bottom part of Tiferes.
That's the goof. The goof is the trunk of the person. The legs are not part of the goof. Legs just carry you around. But the ikar, your goof is by your tibor. That's the.
Then chokhmah bina das and begin with prokem shoyin and dinahi. What does that mean?
Right. So let's do it this way. So he's talking about this way around. I talked about chachan bagadati. He's speaking about chokhmah bina das.
His own shleisher prokem shoyin and dinahi.
Nahi netzach hod yisod. This is he's on Perek Elyon. Chochma is on Perek Elyon of Netzach. Bina is on Perek Elyon the Hod. And Das is on Perek Elyon the Yesod.
Right. Chagat is Chochma.
Chesed is on Netzach. And Gvura is on Perek Emsoi of Hod. And that's right. And Tiferes is on Perek Emsoi of Yesod.
And he begins with Asur.
That's right. Nehi is on this Beschaim, right? So the Netzach is on the last part, Beschaim of Netzach. The Hod is on Beschaim of Hod, and Yisod is on Beschaim of Yisod.
So you all have three Bechemet, three Madrigas, and all the other ones as well. Tiferes has also got three, as we said. The Ketz is only Mal.
There's no Nafkamina there.
Just like those have got three Perek Nachay, all the other spheres.
Again, but there's no Nafkamina because we don't really use them.
Right. But how can it be?
For example, in a person's head, you see three Cholokim?
We don't see three Cholokim.
In your arm, you see three Cholokim. I'll show it to you. Here's your Chesed. One, two, three. Your Gevurah. One, two, three. Your Netzach, your leg have three Pokim, your thigh, and then your lower leg, and then your foot. Those are all your three Pokim. In your soul, you also have three Pokim. The higher parts, you don't see. In the Chochma Bina, you don't see the three Pokim, so that's why it's Manugea. The Habosha will happen over here. So it will be Malbish this part, it will be Malbish this part, and this part, this part, this part, and the legs. That's your Chagat, and your Nai. Okay.
Can you take back your picture, please? How can it be that the normally Chochmah Bina Das is always much higher? It's always the top part, and Chesed Gvura and Tiferes is always lower than that.
Well, you see here, Chochmah is higher.
Yeah, it comes out that let's say the Chesed and the Gvura is on top of Das.
Oh, that's what you mean. So the picture is not accurate. You're right. Okay, the picture is not accurate. It should be higher up, right? Like I told you, all pictures are completely false. Metachle is incorrect. It's not correct whatsoever. I made this disclaimer beforehand. There's no picture in the world that can represent anything spiritual, nothing close to it. We try with our das. We have reshuts from the Rabbonim, from the Rizal, to try to represent through words, through pictures, what we understand with our das akatnas. But this was done very quickly. So in Echrami, it has to be a bit higher up, and then you'll find the formation of Chabad, which is on top of the Chagas. But more or less, you get the picture over here.
I see.
The Chabad is on Perik Elyon, and the Chaga is on Perik Tavton, and the Nahi is on Perik Tavton. Sorry,
Chaga is Perik Elyon. That's what goes to the bottom. Hoyt goes to the bottom.
Yeah. Claw, this picture is clear. Now, why is this picture very, very wrong? This figure is something very, very major wrong. And this is something all the Mefarshim ask.
Well, this Das, you've got Das and Kesser, you've got here 11. You include Kesser, then you've got...
No, I didn't put Das here.
But he's got Das.
What's wrong with it? State in the Shemen Soson, the Ol Zeruah, the Yafishah, the Leshem, they all go crazy on this, because they don't know what's going on. Because we know there's a big difference between the Torah and the Tikkun. I always go on about this, that the Yesoid of Tohu, why was there a breaking? Because each Melech, all these spheres are Melochim. These are the Eser Nekudos. These are Melochim. These are, each one was a Melech. But the Zayim Melochim, Parashat Vayishlachim, each one represent one of the Melochim. What's Pshat the Melech? Melech is Ich bin the Melech. When the goyse melech, I want to rule. You go away from me. I want to take it all for myself. I want the whole kingdom for myself. That's why they broke. There was too much shefa coming down. The oil, when the oil, remember the kelim came out. When the oil came out, it only came in one nekuda. The moshe, all keser came out with all the 10 oils licked in that oil. So it came down. These are the Zayim Melochim, right? From Chesed onwards, those are the Zayim Melochim. When the all came down to Chesed, and the Chesed, I'm going to take it all, he was taking all their oil as well, right? Because everything was licked in oil. Again, it starts up, all the 10 oilers came into Kesed. Kesed was strong enough to hold it for a few minutes, whatever, emotional.
You're showing the wrong kids. I don't understand. You should be showing the red ones, not the white ones.
You're right. I'm just showing this as a bigger picture. You're right. So let's talk about here. You're right. Economic. So the oil came into Kesser over here. Kesser took it and then passed it over, kept the oil of Kesser, and passed over the 9 oilers to Chochmah. Chochmah held it for just a little bit, passed over 8 oilers. He kept his oil and he kept his oil. So 8 oilers going to Bina. When Bina passed it over to Chesed, see the Chesed over here? Well, he wasn't strong enough to hold the oil, and he broke. Because they were in a triad, Chochmah Bina, they were in a triad, but these were all standing by themselves. From Chesed on, we were all standing by themselves. I mean, the picture was really like this.
What does that mean, standing by themselves?
Like this. It's called Chad Samcha. Chad Samcha means, let's forget, this is not Adam Kadma. Let's say this is all we have. This is Nekudos. Forget the title. So this was Kesser, Chochmah, all like this. They did not break. Kesser did not break. Chochmah did, because they were working together. They were a triad.
It was because they got more oil, because they were more connected to the Noizen, from the Shuelis Azok and all that.
Yeah.
So same.
It's a different reason. Actually, there's like 13 different reasons why they broke. This is one of the reasons why they broke, because they were Molochim. They wanted to all to take the oil for themselves. So when it came to Chesed over here, he wanted to take all of himself. He didn't have nobody to share it with. He didn't want to share it with anybody. Therefore, that's why he broke. That broke, and then the oil was passed down. The oil went up, and his kelim went all the way down into Bia. All the oil here broke. All the oil went here, it broke. All the oil went, and so on and so forth. This is called Chat Samcha. Masha Enkein,
So my mouth also couldn't say, even though it's only one oy.
That's right. Mashenken in the tikkun, why did this configuration work? Because then they all started working together. It's called the Patsav. When there's three triads, this is called Chabad, Chagat, and Nahi. Doesn't matter what it is, Adam, Kadmon, Zah, Nuk, they all look alike, right? When you start working in triads, that's when you have the world of Tikkun. Right, all the Mefashim. So what? We're still in the world of Tohu here, right? So why is Ariza telling us it worked in this system of triads? That the Chachan was here, and the Baga was here, and the Dati was here, working a triad. When really the picture should be like this: that the Nekuz were Malbish, the Chad Samcha, right? Well, actually, this is not even correct either. Forget the red. But rather, all the Nekudas were Take Bechad Samcha, one on top of the other. That's the Mefashim.
Let's say it's in Hashem Osed or something.
What?
He's talking about Hashem Osed after the Tikkun, no?
Is that the...
Right.
So, okay, I hear the
test. I'm just...
Hashem Osed, but... Yeah. So I think Taka they give sort of that tale. So the Yafish Shaw and others, Taka, they said it's just a dugma ba'alma. You're right, it's incorrect to speak like this. They're all in a triad. Because they're all Taka lined up one under. We'll see the Rav says that. It's called Rishus Rabbi. They're all held one underneath the other. They have no connection one to the other. But the Leshem says a nice shot. He says, the Leshem holds that we saw earlier on that there was an aliyah of the Nahi the Ark. All the oil, which is in his Netzach Hod Yosef, went up and above his Tibur, and then there was a passer holding up all that oil. Zokteh, since there was such an upheaval inside the Gufa Ark, that reshaped all the spheres. At the beginning, the formation was talking about something like this. But through this turmoil of this Tzimtzum process, all the oil went up into the tiferes of Ak, all the kalim of Nikudim, which were inside, reformed itself. Ever says that. Yeah. Okay, as other kashas in Klolim and different Svarim and Sefer Deya, but I think it's too much for now. Okay? That's basically the general idea of it. So you understand a little bit of the formation of the Patsufim. Now, what type of oil came out from the Gufa Ak? We can see in a minute they came out from very specific areas. Besides being stamazoi, being the oil we have is porous. So we have always things coming out, type of aura, or something comes out from everybody's groove. But besides that, we have different orifices that there's more hevel, it's called, comes out than other places. And that's what he says over here. Shnei mine oiros yoytze mitoch haguf. Shall Adam Kavna. There's two oils that came out. Ve'em era min atibo. Right? Okay, we're talking about the oil which is going to join the oil which is outside. So the one place where it comes out from the tibo. That's an orifice. Vashani min apiyasod. It's going to also from the piyasod. The yote der sham shnei avolim comes out from the shnei avolim. The Leshem says the avolim is the eker part of the oil. The kefiya roi haya. Be'etzim, really, there should be three different types of oil. It's keneged the kesef chochma bina. Shayu shlosh avolim keneged ashlosh elyoinus, the three top ones again, which is kesef chochma bina. Shekiblu, this is what you're saying. Me'oz oizer and choyten pe milemal kenis kelel. We'll see in a minute that there's a difference between the first three and the next seven. The first three did not break, and the next seven did break. Why is that? So he just said, Chaim said that because the first three received one extra oil that the seven didn't receive. They received actually the oil of Znaim. That made them stronger. Therefore, they were able to mekabel from different places in the Zayin Tachtoinim. They were able to mekabel from the Tibo. They were able to mekabel from the PSOI. We'll see the other ones mekabel only from the Tiponaye Raglaim. Way, way down in the Ak. Big difference between them. But if you make a cheshbon, there's three oilers and only two places where the oil is coming from, right? There's Keser Chokhma Bina, which should not break, and they deserve to have special places on the roof of the ark that the oil should come out. And all we find is two different places. We find from the Tzibon, from the Yesod. So the Mefarshim speak, what would be the Havamina? Where should this extra oil come from? So the Beis Lechem Yehuda said, maybe it comes from, or maybe it would have come from, or it should have come from, between the Tzibon and the Yesod, should have been a new hole over there, and the oil should have came down for Chokhmah over there. That's one of the Eitzes, which is given from the Mefarshim. The other Eitze is that it should come out from the hands. Tziponai yadayim. Kesef should receive from the Tibul. Chochmah should receive from the Piyasoid. And Bina should receive from a different place, which is, we know this is a famous place, Tziponai yadayim. That's where or also comes out. That's why we wash our hands in the morning, because we have Kedusha coming out from between the nail and the fingertips. That's where most of the Kedusha is. It comes out from there. And that's why the Taka the Chitzonians are Yoinik. The Tumah is Yoinik from there, because they know that's where it comes out from. So anybody who's Megadol, the Tziponayim above the Bosa, the more Chitzonians are there, because they hang out underneath sort of this roof, and the Yoinik more and more. That's why we cut the nails, and that's why we wash our hands. Yeah, so that's why, that was the Kasha, the Arizal. Taka, what's going on? You have three Oiros, Keso Chokmah, they did not break. And therefore they deserve three different makomes. Why is only two makomes? It says, because there's still a difference between Kesa received much more of an influx of oil from the oizen than did Chokhmah Bina. Therefore, Chokhmah Bina will nichlal into one makom. L'chein nechsar gamken mebichinas hevel mashu keneged oizen. So since there was a chisolim by the Chokhmah Bina, they didn't receive this full flux of influx by Oizen, the lo yosu rak shnei havolim shem keneged choytim vepe levad asher mehem kiblu abba v'imelevala v'gam kem lemata mekabli mehem. Therefore, because of that chisolim, they were joined together, and they both received from the pious soid, and they weren't split. Aval or Sheva Tachtonis, where did the or the Sheva Tachtonis, remember the or which is outside, where did they receive the Shefa from Ak? Shaloku Rak Mina Guf Vilimata, Shuhu Misium Shbole at the Zoke Vilimata Kiniska, Lahein Gamken Ein Gamkan, Ein Lahem Havolim Leir Lahem. Aval Nilmas Besold Mashe Kosov, Mashe Shaoma Kosov, Vayafuzo Zoa Yodov, Mide Avi Yaakov. She sold esetipin the izdariku mina Yosef mina tziponayim kenizga b'tikunim tikun samartes daf kuf chaf kuf ches. That means the zayin tachtonim where they were makabel only from the shbulat to zokin and ulimato. From here onwards, it came off in the nine. So the three first ones, kesef chokma bina, were able to makabel from Shmutal Zokin, but we're mekabel from all three achas. Masha Enkin, the Zayin Tachtoni, they're only mekabel from Zayin Tacht, Shmutal Zokin, Ulimata. Obazor, because of that Chisolin, that's why they're only mekabel from the Tzipunai Raglaim of Ak, as opposed to the Yesod Ak and the Tibod Ak. That is the Sibah. Now, it's Medume to the case that we find by Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik, we know there's tipas that came out from Yosef HaTzadik. And Chazal tells us, and the Zohar tells us, they came out from the Tziponai Raglaim of Yosef HaTzadik. He's going to revive a bit more.
Not from his hands, not from the Tziponai of his hands. The Lashon is the Roi Yodok, no?
Oh. In fact, they asked, the Eshel asked this as a Kasha. Rav Shaul Dweck asked this as a Kasha. We'll see Mefush later on. The Ariza says, the Havoli came out from Tziponaim Shel Araglaim. Actually, Mefush and Ariza. So, Kenishna, that Pshat is Yadayim here. Because, right, in Echanami, it says Yodov, and he said Tziponaim. It doesn't say Raglaim, Bechlav. But later on, it says Mefush over there. It says, Zok the Eshel is like this. A bit of a type of Pshabas is like that. Yodov, the right hand side, is, we know, is always Chosodim. Left hand side, we know, is always Gvus. that's your right hand and your left hand. It looks like a hand, but etzem, what it is, it's chasodim, it's a koach of chasodim, and a koach of a gvuos. So, pshat in the pasuk, we're not talking about the physical hands. We're talking about a koach which is called chug. And that koach of chug came out from the raglaim. So when he says Yafuzu Zro Yadov, doesn't mean that it came out from Yadov. It's talking about a koach of Zro Yadov, Midor Yavin, and then, but nevertheless, it came out from the Tzipon Raglaim. That's what the Eshel wants to say over here. You don't have to make a steel portion. Based Lechem Yehud, this is Enech Anami, that the Rav is Mesupik Mesafkale. He's not quite sure. Sometimes he's Yadov, right? But I think the Eshel is more Mistabra. That as I mentioned, yeah. Okay, so let's go weiter. And some actually mafashim sakit say it came out from both other mafashim. Yeah, kenoda kihem atzmo bechinas bitul melochim. We know that this inyan of these tipas that came out from Yosef at Tzadik actually represented in a way the bitul melochim, which is the mitzvah that the esem melochim that died. The Zayim Melochim anyway, to die, this is represented by the tipas over here. That what? Ki hine bitul Melochim ha'yilefi shul nitkan adayim kechad docha v'nukva v'ze atzmo so tipim ha'zera shal Yosef sh'yos bilte nukva ela miducha lechud. The Gatsi Yisod of Tikkun that we're always after, we're going to build up to, is only a combination of ducha v'nukva. There's no such thing as a tikkun, only ducha. Right? Even though we call this the man's world, but the man without the women cannot manage. There always have to be a bechin of ma uben, side of ducha and side nukva, mashlim himself, and those two bechinas together will be mashlim. So that the whole problem, the whole chisoren, the kilkul of Yosef Tzadik was because there was a tumor, there was ducha, there was a bechin of ducha coming out without any nukva. Hem Esa Haruge Malchus Melucha, and what came out Taka caused the Esa the Misa of the Asora Haruge Malchus, and we having Milos Malchus Melucha. Why Melucha again? This Meram is again the Indian of the Sheva Melochim Shemesu in our case. Hem Mamesh Hayutz. The guesses we have other guesses. Zain Melochim the Mesu Venishbo Kelei Begufan. Vesiba zois, vesiba heisa gamke mipne, shehayu bilti tukun docha v'nukva, ad shebo melech hadash v'shmini v'az nitkenu. Because the Zayim Malach again, this is another reason, because they didn't have a mizug of koach ducha and koach nukva, which is chasadim gvuros. They didn't have that mizug. That's why attacking one of the sibas, why they died, until the Melech HaChadosh, which is called the Ma'a HaChadosh, comes along and gives them a bechina of a different bechina which they didn't have, and that would make the tikkun. And then he continued, we say gam ken sod ma she'amalnu b'maseches Shavuos, shteit in the Gemara she'amra lo ishto b'shas tashmis nismesi. Woman says attacking b'shas tashmis I'm tami. So what's the A? So the Gemara says v'naut tzipone raglav bekaka. You have to stick your toes into the kaka. What's pshat? So Rashi says over there pshat is in order that the eva should be mace. Makes the eva, then you shouldn't have a non, you shouldn't have a chattis. Akiv apikabola says the arizva zera yotze der tziponan. Pshat is, why are you doing that? Because you want the zera to go via the tziponai into the kaka, as opposed to stam going out. And what's pshat over there? Because we don't see such a zamizach. Pshat is attack is this hevel that we've been speaking about, the hevelim that come out of three different mekoymas. Again, weiter, from the tibur, which is keneged the keser, which is going to be making the kelim of the keser, from the piyasov, which is making the kelim, or the gemar of makapatish of Abba v'Ima, which is Chochma Bina, and then the Zayim Melochim were receiving their Havolim. The Hainu, this Havolim comes from the Tzipona Raglaim of Ak, which is going to make the Makapatish of the Kelim of the Zayim Melochim. Zayim Melochim. Okay? Weiter, here, Havolim, Havalim harui le'ilu ashev ha-molochim lo yotu rak der tziponaim ha-reglaim. That's what I was mentioning to you. Davke came by the reglaim. Va'av bish tziponaim hem asara. We have a bit of a problem here, because we're talking about the Zay Malachim needing a tikkun for the kelim, right? They needed to fashion their kelim. That's why the oil from the inside of Ark was bokeya and came out and joined up with the oil which was outside in order to, again, to fix the kelim. So they came out from the tzipon and raglaim, but the problem is there's 10 toes. So how do you fit 10 into 7? How's it work exactly? When the kudus malachim shenishburu, eno rag zayin sheva tachtonis levad keniska. So how do you do that then? Ve'inyin hu ki gam yeshne achoraim shel abba v'ima shenishburu v'harem teisha b'chinos v'asire hu ki gam min ha'kesa ha'ya kesas b'gam k'mo shba l'kamo b'zat Hashem v'hu b'chinos nai shelo shenichnesu v'ayu b'sod mochim l'abba v'ima v'gam hem nishburu harehem ha'eser b'chinos k'neged asor ha'volim sh'yosim yitzupona r'glaim. Right? Do you hear the kasher? You have Zayim Malachim Shemesu. Zayim Malachim that came out. And we're saying they're getting the nourishment to create their kelim from the 10 toes. Well, how do you split 10 into 7? Who's going to get extra? There's only 7 Malachim that need kelim. And you have 10 hashpahs coming from the 10 toes being mashpi on the 7. So how are you going to tile up this cheshbon? So Teretz is not only 7. There's 10 as well, outside. Why 10? We said there's only 7 Malachim that died. The truth of the matter is that the other 3, which is the Kesel Chochma Bina, also that a Bechina of Misa, because we know the Nahi, the lowest part of the Kesel, broke. And we know also the Achorayim of Abavim also broke. So there's your 10. So each one of those, each of the 10 needed some type of tikkun. That's why you have the 10 toes, which must be on the 10 spheres. The kol bechinas yitzias elo asor havolim der tziponaim hayu lesivas chisorin kabalosam meor oizen haelio and kedizka lemaala. Lesivas ois garma lekol ze ubitul melochim gam. Can again go back to your reason. Why did all this happen? Why did they need this such a tikkun from the tzipon haraglaim? Why? Because again, they did not receive, when they originally came out from their night, they did not soak up the oil oizen from the Ach of Ak. From Ak. Now we're going to go into a few Ramazim. And again, we understand all these Ramazim, we're just going to read through them. They're very deep.
That's why they had to be Mekabel themselves, have to get everything themselves, because they didn't have any.
Yeah. Lu Yitzu Taka, they would have the ore as Nayim, then they wouldn't need all this additional ore. Like I said, maybe this when send all these Ramazim coming up, but we'll do our best just to push to understand the Poshup Shatya. Venazo Lemala. We're going to go back to speak about these Inyonim that we started about, the Abba V'ima and so on and so forth. We're talking about the Havolim, which is coming up from the Guf of Ak, which is coming from the Tibo, from the Yesoid. And also the Havolim, which is coming in from the Tziponaim of Ak. And he's going to give us a few Ramazim to this as well. Ve'nazo le'malaki hine bi'alnu she'nikudim nichluku l'shlosha chalokim. Nikud, we know there's a nikud which is el elyonim mina oistios kemo acholam. Elyonim is lavdavka, should be actually elyon. Kemo is also lavdavka, should be actually just cholam, is the only one we know which is above. Or be'emza kemo shulga, also kemo is a bit of lavdavka, should be the only one we know is be'emza. Oh, ve'atachtonim kemo shal nekudos, and the rest of the nekudos are underneath. Those are the 3 levels of nekudim, one on top, middle, and on the bottom. Ve'ina nekudim ha'cholam hu ahevel hayotim inetibo. Now he's giving the havolim names. He's giving the havolim names lefi the nekud. So if you were to see the hevel coming out from the tibo of Ak, you would see a formation of a cholam. What does this represent? Asher sham omed kesek kiniska. Remember, we know, I feel this habosha. The habosha told us that kesek is mamish where the tiferes is. right? As a shlishtatan that we spoke out, the tibul's right there. The tibul's right there, but the tiferes shlishtatan, the hevel's coming out. That's mamsh kenegid the kesef. Kenegid the kesef, mamsh that mokum. The hevel yosim in that tibul, asher sham oy me the kesef keniska. Lefi shakesef ihu cholam ala tiferes. Can know that, which is explained over here. You see, mamsh this picture over here. Then you see that the keser in red, right in the middle over here, the keser is mamish by the tiferes of Ak. This is Ak, the blue and white, and keser, which is the world of the nukud of keser, which is malbish on top. And that's exactly where the hevel came out from the tibul of Ak. The tibul of Ak, the hevel was represented by a cholam. Because it's Nekud, which is Elyon. Elyon representing Keser. And that's where he says this. Ki ika cholim tiferes de odem kadmon, oim no nasi Keser le Nekudim. Tiferes, where Tiferes ended, that's where the new world of Nekudim started, that's where the Keser Nekudim started. Vezisha omo vetikuni tikon hei ki cholim Keser beatvam kenota. Because the cholim makes the Keser. Cholim keser makes the keser, right? The cholim again is the hevel coming out from Ak. Ak now the hevel create the keli of keser. The atvan can know the atvan is the world of atvan, the world of oisius, the world of oisius, which we are oilim oisius, which is, leads into the world of nikudim. The world of Ak. The akudim lead to nikudim to atzilus. So from the nikudim is the final world of if you work with the world of this erechin of tanta, then you find that after nikudim is oisius. It's oisius. So all leads one into the other. Weiter, and he's just going to finish off the remez over here. The nikud shuruk. Now that was all a remez for the hevel which was allocated for keser. Now what about the hevel which was allocated for Av Mim? We know it came out from the Yesoid of Ak. The Nikuda Shuruk Hu Emsoid. Emso. We know Shuruk. The Nikud is right in the middle of the letter. Hu a hevel ayotzim in Yesod El Abba V'Ima. V'nichluk l'shnayim. Because we know there's Abba and there's Ima. And even in the Shuruk, you can split it into two parts. Kehine a nekud a shuruku he vav v'yud. Shuruk is represented by vav and a dot in the middle, the emza. So therefore, the hayud shal shuruki le'aba, the yud above the shuruk goes to Abba, and shenikar yud rishon shal eshev, because he splits it again the erech. We don't get lost with all his erechim because we have our erechim chart, so we know we can split the yud ke vav ke. The yud will represent the nekud over here. Of the shuruk, and the vav of the shuruk represents ima. The yotze leholi the vak shel zam, and she will be moided zam. V'zu bechinas vav zu shelokachas ima.
Because usually im is a hey.
Oh, that's the cash over here.
Yeah.
If you split the part sufim with yud ke vav ke, so yud would be ava. Hey Rishoina is Ima, Vav is Zah, and Hey Achrona is Nuk. Here's Mashma, was a bit strange. He says Yud is Abba. He skips the Hey, goes to the Vav, he says Vav is Ima. The question is Mamarab Shach. If Vav is Ima, what's the first Hey? And if Ima is the first Hey, why is he saying Vav is the Ima? Teretz is, as he says over here, Shavav Shishuruku Ima, why? V'hotzi v'holi the Vak Shel Zah. Zah is the Vav. So she's called Bishmo HaVlad. Vav is the Vlad is Zah. She's going to be Molid Zah. And he's the Vav. That's why she's called B'Shem the Vlad. Because she's going to be Molid the Vav. That's the way the Mefarshim Tayyip said over here. But exactly so, which begins to the hevel which Abba the Ima is receiving is in the tzura of Shuruk. He receives the yud of the Shuruk, the dot, and she receives the vav of the Shuruk, which represents Zah because she's going to be Moli Zah. And another remez.
That's the vav basis.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
And the vav is vav. It's vav of left.
Vav Ketzavos, which represents Za. Za is a representation of Vav Ketzavos. Now another rem is over here. Tam Acher. Ken Nukudosu Kein Yush Vishuruk. He Yoises El Yoina, which is a higher Bechina with a higher Nukud which than the other Nukudos. Umimera Yoinek Abba Din Nukudim. And from here, Taka Abba is Yoinik from the Nikudim. Vavav Shela Shuruk Shuhu Oisias Mimera Yoinik Ima the Nikudim. Kenoda Nikudus Bechokma Atvan Bibina. So this you need another Erech because he's changing the Erechin on us. Okay, but we have the Erechin chart, so we're not misspelled here. We're going to work with Tanta over here. Tamim Nukudos Tagim Oisius. So the Tamim are going to be Keneged Kesa. Okay, that's the highest form of Tanta is Tamim. And the highest Bechina of Sfiras is Kesa. So Tamim and Sfiras, Tamim and Kesa fit together. The next Tanta is Nukudim. Tanta is Tamim Nukudos. Nukudos is Keneged Chokhmah, the second sphere. So that fits together. The next one under that is Tagim. Tagim is Keneged Bina. Bina. Which we're going to split Bina into two parts. The Kachvad of Bina, the higher part of Bina. And also the Oisis, which is the next part of Tanta, which is Keneged the Zat of Bina. Zat of Bina. So what do we see from there? That Chokhmah is Yoinik from the Kudois, and Bina is Yoinik from the Oisis. That means in our case, the Chokhmah is Yoinik from the Kudos, that's Nikud in the Shuruk. And Ima, which is the Bina, she's Yoinik from the Oisius, which is the Vav of the Shuruk. So I don't know if you've caught all that, but it just worked with the Erechim chart and everything fits straightforward. Those are the Ramazim. Those are the Ramazim, not so straightforward, we try to understand Pshat as much as we can, we go forward. So what do we have? We have 10, but only we have to split them up in two categories, actually three categories. The Zayin Tachtonim, that's one category, and then with three other bechinas, in shlosha bechinas, which are achas shel nai de kese. One category is the kese in itself. We're talking about the nai that broke, and the shnei achuraim da abavima. Abavima is the third category. And what broke from there? The achurah, the backside. Well, the inferior side. Therefore, Hare hem sheva nukudos. Be'etzem the zayin died, and they slept with them the other three chalokim. Elu yotzu meder tiponei araglayim. And therefore, the or, which is, remember, you have or which is outside, and you have counter that, keneg there, you also have the exact same or, the penemius of Ben. Inside coming out from the reglaim, which are meeting up with that. Then come on the son of Loma, she'elu and the kuz atzmon. We're not talking about the kuz. Rak shemikola havolim elu yotze o el. That the o which was penim, it went out. El asore nekudus sheyotu de renayim kenizker le'el v'zocha ze. And that's exactly the o which joined up with the other o which was on the outside. Okay, how are we doing for time? Okay, I think we're going to stop here. Hashem, one sec, do you want to finish off the parak? Or you think it's it's finished. Look, there's just a few more lines. V'hine, yesh b'zeh mokum shelo, but there's a shayla over here. The shayla is follows, v'hine lo elam yesoid hu b'chinas adas. I think we'll stop here because it's a little bit complicated. I want to show you some pictures as well to understand this properly. Okay, Mr. Sam, so next time we'll meet, we'll continue and finish off the parak. We'll start parak Dalit next week. Okay, just go ahead.